If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Hour number two of this program on the Crush Wednesday. Anything you want to hear, favorite female artist, band, send a request, pause for text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. John Harbaugh, no longer head coach of the Ravens. New York Post, I saw we were watching an NFL Network. Here's Johnny. So maybe he becomes the head coach of the Giants. I was on Cleveland Radio with Carmen and Anthony, and they're like, should the Browns hire him? I said, hell yeah. You don't think he'd like to put it to the Ravens twice a year? But it's not my decision. But joining us now to talk about the news as it unfolded, surprising to most, from the Baltimore Banner. Let's welcome back to the show Gianna Hahn. First of all, Gianna, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And, you know, for those who cover the Ravens on a daily basis, when everything started to break, how stunned were you and your colleagues?
I mean, it makes sense when a team underperforms to that extent. But this isn't just like any team. I always thought it was interesting how fans have, for years, called for John Harbaugh's head, and it just never felt like a possibility in the building, from like team personnel to the actual players. No one really talked like it was something that could happen. And so, sure, we did our due diligence and we had our pre-writes ready, but when it actually happened, it felt really fast. Even just looking at the statement, it felt like the team felt like it happened fast. How often do you see an emoji in a statement? But it was definitely, even though it makes sense to a certain extent, it was still a shock.
Now, we can get into all the why did it happen and how did it happen so quickly, but reports were that Bisciotti or whomever wanted Monken gone, and Harbs balked at that, or he wanted the whole coaching staff to come back in total. There was discord within the locker room. I mean, was there any sort of drama that leads us to believe that would be the case? Because we all assume from the outside that given Lamar's success individually and goes along with the team success, he and Monken were vibing like he had never vibed with anyone before.
Well, that's definitely not true. I don't know about the rest of it in terms. There are a lot of rumors out there right now about how this went down. I've been working to parse through some of them, trying to poke holes just to see which one holds up. So the biggest problem, I think, is in terms of knowing the truth, is Lamar, and he goes about things his own way. And if we don't hear from Lamar, especially doesn't feel like sharing, I don't know if we'll ever know the full story. And I know that like fans and people were pushing back that people were asking Lamar these questions right after a loss. But the thing is, Lamar doesn't have an agent. So if you don't ask him then, we all knew he wasn't going to make the interviews. You simply might not hear from him unless he feels like it until OTAs, if he shows up. So you kind of had to ask him right then. He had the week before defended John Harbaugh, but then post-game he refused to say anything. So maybe there could be the Lamar Harbaugh discontent narrative. Maybe it could be, I've heard, like, veteran leaders were upset with Harbaugh. But certainly when I was in the locker room, it was more Monken discontent that I heard than Harbaugh discontent. No one was, like, avidly passionately defending Harbaugh or anything, but no one was also like complaining a lot about him or telling me this guy needs to go. So definitely, and we reported this earlier, there was discontent with Monken. Like, you don't see Monken and Lamar really communicating either. But like, Monken will say they have a good relationship in press conferences because he has to, but if you're like at practice stuff, you don't really see them talking to each other. It's usually him talking to T. Martin. So, but I think that went beyond Lamar.
So sticking with Lamar for now, I mean, what would you think his involvement may or may not be in the search for a new coach? Because, I mean, this is kind of new for the organization as a whole. 18 years goes without saying, but DaCosta hasn't been a part of this kind of thing. Ozzie was here for the last one. You know, Bisciotti's been here for one. You know, it's kind of new territory for everybody.
Yeah, definitely new territory for me in Baltimore. I can't remember a time John wasn't the coach. I was alive during that time. I think, like, they do give Lamar a lot of power in this organization, right? And sometimes it can be hard to tell, again, because he's not out here saying anything. He's very down to earth in a way, in that, like, it doesn't seem like he'd be someone that is exercising his power over this organization, but we know he does, right? They built the whole offense around him. We know that Eric listens to his thoughts about draft prospects. And so he's also just a unique character. So if you're choosing to stick with Lamar over Harbaugh, then you need someone that's going to mesh with Lamar. What that looks like, I'm not sure, because I don't know if you want someone that's going to be buddy-buddy and, like, kowtows to him, but also at almost 29 years old, I don't know if you're going to bring in someone who's going to like be a strict disciplinarian, because I think if you were going to do that, it had to happen when he was younger and not very set in his ways. So certainly you're going to have to find someone that has some sort of chemistry with Lamar, and that is a very unique thing to have to do.
Now, what do you think's next for Harbaugh here? Because the two immediate teams that are generating the most headline buzz right now, Giants and Browns. Bob and I think that either one would be a good fit. Are you in on that, that those seem like the most natural for now? And if there was one that had an edge over the other, at least on paper, what would you say?
Yeah, I think for now is a good statement, because what they said, like, there were, last I saw, 9 teams interested, and there were only 6 openings if you don't include the Ravens. So certainly there are also other teams who haven't fired their coaches yet, which means they could be more successful. I don't know, honestly, Harbaugh well enough to know if he would want to take on like a huge project of a team, or maybe one that's closer. The only thing with Browns, I understand, like, it would be division and, you know, kind of stick it to the Ravens, but that organization is also a bit of a mess. They're, you know, got the Deshaun Watson stuff hanging over their heads. What, they had, like, I don't even remember how many quarterbacks on their payroll last year. So it just seems like there's a little bit more going on than just like the football stuff. And I wonder how willing John would be to take that on after how much off the field stuff he had to deal with here. And that's for a pretty well-run organization compared to the Browns.
Gianna Hahn, Baltimore Banner. Gianna, last thing for you. You mentioned Lamar and the scarcity that he speaks with the media in the offseason. I mean, Steve Bisciotti's even more, absent in that regard. When should we expect to hear from him? Because me and Nolan speculate, and you know how this business works. You speculate, you're usually wrong. Does he talk about Harbs? He getting whacked? Or do we hear from him after they hire the new coach, if we hear from him at all?
That's such a good question, because I've never heard from Deshadi in the entire time I've been here. I've met him and heard from him off the record about non-football things, but have never heard him speak. So I don't even know what gets him to speak. I would like to think that we would hear from him at some point after firing a coach that's been here for 18 years. But I can't guarantee that. It's been a little bit difficult with planning with the Ravens lately. We got a few hours heads up for exit interviews. Usually there's a GM press conference by the end of the season, like at around the last week. And we haven't heard about that yet. So I can't really predict the ways of the Ravens. Yeah. I would love to. It'd make my life a lot easier. But I think, and to be fair, I think this has rocked the entire organization. So everyone, including planners, are probably scrambling a bit.
Or maybe you wait till 4 days later, a road trip in Milwaukee, and meet with the select people in the dock. Wait, where'd that come from all of a sudden? Gianna Hahn from the Baltimore Banner. Gianna, appreciate the time. Hey, good luck. Good job covering all of this as it happens, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, as always.
There's Gianna Hahn, everybody. We'll come back, whip around, coming up here in a matter of minutes. Baltimore kid did good in the NBA last night, including a game winner. And how about them Wizards? Terps tonight taking on Indiana game. You can hear on the Fan preview that a little bit. And then back to your phone call. Sportsnet 583-1057 is the number. Get in. John Harbaugh's out. Would you hire him if you're looking for a new head coach in the immediate? And at 63 years old, should John Harbaugh jump at the first offer, or should he sit one out and then get back?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to it.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Time for the Whip Around. 580 Nolan McGraw. Alex Scampone other side of the glass. Terps tonight taking on Indiana. Maryland 7-7, 0-3 in the Big Ten. Taking on Indiana 11-3. The Hoosiers are 2-1, but they stink on the road early in the season. Pharrell Payne, still questionable, if not doubtful, to play because Buzz Williams, like John Harbaugh used to be talking about injuries, would rather give you a routing number on a checking account than get into that. But coverage starts at 5:30, and Chris Nockey will be joining us tomorrow and hopefully talking about Maryland picking up their first conference win of the season, as they have still yet to play with their full complement of players. Not one game this season have they had the projected lineup or 10-man rotation. Not so, to make excuses for.
Right. Good that they're at home. You know, we'll see what kind of crowd we get there tonight. I guess it's still winter break, so that might not be the best for student contingent, but we'll see. I mean, you just want a good showing. You know, let's get that first conference win out of the way. Not surprising. You mentioned what Indiana's doing, that Maryland's underdogs here at home, but if they win this game, easily their best win of the season.
It would be his signature win, because Marquette and UNLV, not so much. UNLV just lost by 30 to Wyoming last night.
Well, and I mean, the Marquette one at the time actually looked pretty decent, mostly because it was a road game.
Yeah.
And it was pretty lively crowd
and
there.
And he had been there as the head coach.
That was a good game, too. But, they had plenty of opportunities. Not that I'm sitting here saying, oh, you got to beat Gonzaga, you got to beat Alabama or Michigan or anything, but more so the Michigan game, you're in that thing. You know, forget all the
winning in the second half.
Yeah, forget all the hype leading up to it. Oh, we're big double-digit underdogs, damn near 20-point underdogs in that game at home. You're in the second half. It's right there for the taking.
By the way, Michigan barely beat Penn State last night. 1-2 up in Happy Valley. Miles Rice, getting back to the Terps real quick, transferred from Indiana to Maryland.
All right, hey.
I mean, just
go off.
Look for some consistency from this guy.
Anyone that wants to go off and be the guy, you're more than welcome to right now.
28% from the field is not going to get it done. But Maryland, Indiana tonight, you can hear it on the Fan as we say, coverage starts at 5:30. In the NBA last night, Wizards beat Orlando 120-112. Bob Carrington, Baltimore, 6 points, 5 boards, 4 assists. CJ McCollum, probably going to get traded. Might be in that Trae Young stuff that's been rumored here with Atlanta. He had 27. And I saw a stat this morning. The Wizards, over the last 10 games, have won more games than Oklahoma City has won.
Hang a banner.
Oh, my God. They still stink. But they're showing a pulse. I mean, they got thumped a couple of nights ago. But Orlando's a better than average team. So, solid win for them. Lakers beat New Orleans. The Pelicans 111-103. Derek Queen for New Orleans. Baltimore, St. Francis, you got it. Maryland, of course. My sports highlight of 25 was his buzzer beater in the tournament. 10 points, 13 boards, 8 assists. Stat filling, but it wasn't enough because Luka and LeBron had 30 each as the Lakers beat the Pelicans. And Memphis taking on the Spurs. And another local kid went off in the end.
And we'll have deep position if they want it.
Four on the shot clock. Spencer, a baseline jumper. Yes! Cam Spencer!
FanDuel Sports on the call. Cam Spencer, Boys Latin, Loyola. Multiple stops after that. Scored the last 5 points of the game as Grizzlies stunned San Antonio 106-105. Spencer at 21, 8-8. As Memphis wins, minus Ja Morant, by the way. That's why he got extended run, it seems. Santi Aldama, another Loyola Greyhound. We're talking about more Greyhounds than Terps today. He had 10 points, 9 boards, 2 assists. So how about those Grizzlies doing their thing?
Yeah, Spencer brothers in general. Been a busy year already.
Yeah, and Wemby was back for San Antonio at 30, but what enough for the Spurs.
Right. Hey, but Wemby, man, I don't know. Like, if he's healthy, to me, he should be scoring 30 a night minimum.
On this day in Ravens history, today is January 7th, Lamar Jackson's birthday, Ross Grimsley's birthday. I don't want to tell everybody how Ross is old. Let's just say saw Jimi Hendrix in concert and got stabbed at the concert, which is crazy. But happy birthday, Ross and Lamar, of course, and everyone else celebrating one on January the 7th. But 2000 at Tennessee, divisional round, AFC playoffs. Before you were born, Alex, and you were, what, 4? Because you're my daughter's age. Ravens stunned the number one seeded Titans, and that's when they were the biggest rival. It was Jacksonville and Tennessee at that time for the Ravens. That's 26. Ravens had 134 yards of total offense and won by two touchdowns because Ray Lewis took the ball from Eddie George and ran it 50-some for a TD, 50 to be exact. Anthony Mitchell, Keaton's father, Al DeGreco had a field goal blocked. He returned that 90 yards for a TD. Jamal Lewis, who was a rookie at the time, he scored a touchdown. Ravens beat the Titans 24-10. And was at the Billick. You go in a lion's den with a spear, kicking in doors and kicking ass and taking names. With the win, the Ravens would advance to the AFC Championship game, where they would take on the then Oakland Raiders, coached by John Gruden.
That was the F the Titans game, yes. Where he said, turn all the cameras off, turn them off.
They left the sound rolling.
Which was great with the 30 for 30 a couple years ago, that for the longest time, I think that clip, whenever it was played, it was obviously censored. So you don't get the full thing. But then for the 30 for 30, they had the big celebration here in Baltimore. They brought the players back and sellout crowd, and they played the uncensored version, and the crowd went wild. It was a great moment.
Yep. 26 years ago. Unbelievable that the Ravens made. 2001 is when this game took place. So Ravens on their way to the Super Bowl. You know, this year's team didn't even make the playoffs, and, you know, coaching change. We'll get back to your phone calls. 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scamponi. It's Vinny and Haney.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm a fan. 5 weeks away from pitchers and catchers. I believe it's November. February the 11th. Mike Elias still working in phones. Apparently we'll get into all of that and more, but let's get back to the phone calls here. Where are we going to go? Let's go to Brandon in Abingdon. Brandon, thanks for holding. You're on the fan with Bob Haney and Nolan McGraw. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going.
Listen, so I think it was definitely time to get rid of Harbaugh. I think it was years overdue. People keep saying it was a chip shot field goal, too, when meanwhile, one of the best kickers in the league, Boswell, just had missed an extra point. Whether it was blocked or not, he still missed it. That's a rookie kicker in that situation, and you got 14 seconds left with a timeout and Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson on your team. You know, they should have tried to at least get some more yards there. He hasn't won an AFC champ, hasn't been to an AFC championship game since that Chiefs game. Before that, you know, he hasn't won one since the Super Bowl. So I think it was definitely time for a change. And, you know, there's been several players over the years who come out and said they had issues with him, whether it was Pollard or Bolden or Ed Reed. So wouldn't be a shock if he lost the locker room. So I think it was definitely time to get rid of him.
All right, Brandon, would you hire him if you're looking for a new coach?
I think I'd hire him if I was the Giants. I don't know if I'd hire him if I was the Browns or the Falcons or the Cardinals. The problem is I think that, you know, the whole thing with losing the locker room, I think his voice goes stale after a while. And, you know, I don't know if with young guys, he's going to be that coach to motivate the young guys like Jackson Dart or, Michael Penix or anything like that. So, it depends on the situation. He just hasn't won big games in forever. I mean, you're 3-5 with Lamar Jackson, 2-time MVP in the playoffs. So, you know, he hasn't done anything in 13 years. So,
all right, Brandon, hear what you're saying. And a lot of those losses in the postseason were at home, which is another thing we can criticize. By the way, to his point about Loop, come on. I'm disagreeing with that 100%. I mean, your opinion, mine is, what do you want to get it to where it's a 20-yard field goal and tell the Steelers to not try to block it because he's a rookie kicker? Come on, man. That's what you get paid to do. You got one job.
Right.
As they say. So I'm not buying that. Now, whether or not he had lost his voice in the locker room, okay. I'll listen to that one.
Caller mentioned Bernard Pollard, who's probably been the most vocal anti-Harbaugh guy over the years.
Kerry Williams was not a fan either, as memory serves.
So, well, this was kind of my greater point, is that Pollard is very public about it, right? Not shy about it, social media, his post-playing career. We know about the Ed Reed story with the whole mutiny from 2012. And you mentioned another player in there, too. Kerry Williams was on the Super Bowl team as well.
Yeah.
But even still, Ed Reed, for example, if he had differences with Harbaugh, which he says he did, who was still sitting there front row at Ed Reed's Hall of Fame induction? John Harbaugh. Who did Ed make a point to mention at the Hall of Fame induction? John Harbaugh. I think it says a lot about Ed's character personally, but there's the difference. Even if some of these players didn't see eye to eye with Harbaugh, it didn't interfere with the job getting done. Now, again, maybe that says more about Ed's personality than a Bernard Pollard's, but I mean, in an 18-year career, if we're counting on one hand the amount of guys that have even been remotely publicly angry or dissatisfied with Harbaugh, I think that's a pretty good track record. Where you look around the league right now, where players are willing to pop off at their head coach at the drop of a hat over a perceived slight, not even a real one. 18 years with just a handful of guys being mad. That's a tip of the hat to Harbaugh.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's up?
Hello?
Trippy, yes, hello.
Oh, yeah, my bad. See, I had another call. Hey, I got a joke for y'all real quick.
Yeah.
Who's the Ravens head coach? Nobody. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Look, I don't condone like people getting fired, but I'm gonna just be real, right? Like, you know, just being a regular human being, like all the people making fun of him. Like, let's just be real. Imagine you lose your job. Some of us, it take 2 months. It don't take that long. Like, he gonna get another job. High. I'm just kind of upset. I wanted to see Harbaugh get 200 wins, man. But if we go back to them blown fourth quarter leads, he probably could have got it though, right? But if you look at that video, right, I think Morgan Addison posted from Fox when Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin were shaking hands. I think if you just look at John Harbaugh's face, yeah, he upset they lost, but I think he knew time was up, you know what I mean? And I just felt like the players were still, like, remember Nolan and Bob, I kept calling, like, I just feel like the players' body language, like, it's stale, you know what I mean? Even listening to Roquan when he was saying, like, just – like, they not giving you the full details, but if you listen to it, you could tell, like, the players was tired, you know what I mean? So I'm looking at it like, we got to bring in an offensive-minded coach, somebody that can get this offense over the hump. You know what I mean? Take Lamar where he need to go at. Not saying that Todd Monken wasn't in, because, you know, I'm a big Todd Monken supporter, but I already know the business. A new head coach come in, he probably be gone. Or maybe if a new D.C. head coach come in, maybe he might want to keep Todd Monken. I don't know. But I'm not believing all that stuff that the players didn't like Todd Monken. And to be honest with you, I think it was only one player that didn't like Todd Monken. And I'm going to just read out his stats. 19 receptions, 224 yards, 2 receptions. I hope he get traded. But other than that, man, I've been trying to call y'all since Friday. Couldn't get through. But, hey, I'm just happy that it's over now. I don't want to hear no Ravens fan crying, because a lot of y'all been saying this should have happened Lamar rookie year. So how long we got to wait? You know what I mean? And like Cordell said earlier, right? And I agree with him. Hey, man, I used to be with this one girl. You know, I thought we was going to be together forever, but sometimes it don't work out. You know what I mean?
So, we've all been in that boat.
Man. All right, I'll get up with y'all.
All right, Trippy. Thank you very much. By the way, he mentioned 2018. If Lamar goes 1-6, not 6-1 as a starter, John Harbaugh does get fired at the end of that season, but he didn't, and saved his job, and then the next year got everybody raises. But John Harbaugh, yeah, we could feel bad that he lost his job. You know, the rest of us would be like, damn, how am I going to make money for the next? John Harbaugh just signed a 3-year contract extension with the Ravens, and I don't think that contract is voided because he got fired, right? That's why I don't think he would mutually walk away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get paid. He's got some dough.
Well, get paid where
he cries tears with his $100 bills here.
It's not even so much as that, as it's just that's the nature of pro sports. That even Harbaugh said it leading up to the Steelers game when he was getting asked about his job security again. And he downplayed it, as you would expect, but he said, that's sports. That's what comes with the job. That's part of the territory. And I think that was perfectly said. I mean, sure, you can get bent over the way things split. Maybe if you felt disrespected by something, or maybe something personal was said behind the scenes, I'd imagine that's not the case here. You're a little, you know, ticked off that you lost your job, but I think Harbaugh should be secure enough in who he is and his resume to know that, yeah, I'll be all right. I'll be okay. And as far as the Baltimore thing, as Ron and Owings Mills mentioned earlier, there'll be time to come back and celebrate his time here properly. You know, it'll take a couple years. Maybe it'll take until he retires from coaching. But whenever it is, he'll be back. We'll celebrate him appropriately.
I'll tell you this. Say he takes a Cleveland job. They come to Baltimore, which they will. He'll get a standing ovation that day. But to your point about once he hangs up his whistle and his coaching hat, he's going in the Ring of Honor, and he's going to be celebrated, and he'll never have to buy a beer in Baltimore again.
But will it be like the Flacco standing ovation where it's like, all right, we know this team stinks. Yeah. We're going to steamroll them today. All right, let's go Joe. But if, like, he's got the Browns cooking a little bit and they don't play him until midway and they come in here, I don't know if it would be as lovey-dovey.
No, I'm listening.
We'll
to
handle that when we get there.
Yeah, and by the way, we've all been, when he said Trippy about your girlfriend this, I'll be with, like, who? We've all had a girlfriend and said, I love you and I love you for the rest of your life. My life, too. And then 2 months later, your buddy Eddie's calling you saying you saw your girlfriend holding hands with another guy up in Patterson Park by the pagoda. Maybe not that to that level, but you get where I'm coming from. Phone calls next here on The Fan. 5 weeks away from spring training, pitchers and catchers. And then our heroes of the week, NFL final regular season week, which was week 18. Then you got the playoffs coming up. And for NFL lunch, Nolan, you have I guess it's a tribute to John Harbaugh.
That's how I view it. All aspects of John Harbaugh. It'll be a more lighthearted thing. I mean, we've gotten all the venom out, I think, not even today or the past couple of days, really the past couple of weeks, past couple of years, depending on who you are. But yeah, we'll call it a more humorous look. We'll call it the many sides of John Harbaugh.
All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057. It's the number. It's 5880, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scamponi. Let's go get Johnny in Hamilton. Johnny, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, Johnny.
Yeah, I'd just like to make a couple observations. You guys are more knowledgeable than me. I think Harbaugh's Achilles heel was he was a special teams coach. He put too much inordinate dependence upon his defensive and offensive coordinator. And that finally came to bite him in these last few seasons. I also do not have high regard for DaCosta. And I think he better get a pair of chaps for his pants. And thirdly, Steve Bisciotti is a very, he's almost like secret agent, man. When he took over after he bought out Modell's part or whatever, they won the Super Bowl. That net team's worth went over $1 million in a billion in a market of Pittsburgh, Philly, and Washington, D.C. He wants another Super Bowl because I believe they are now, what, $6 billion, $6.5 billion? He gets another Super Bowl, it's going to go over $7 or $7.5 billion. Your comments, sir.
All right. But he is a businessman. You know, he does want to make a profit.
He's made his money before he came to sports.
Investment. And, you know, he lets professionals run his football team. Unlike Jerry Jones, who, was a multimillionaire, when he bought Dallas, that became his job. He runs the Cowboys, good or bad. And if I'm a Cowboys fan, 30 years without getting to a championship game, probably a bad thing. I don't get the chaps comment, though. I keep thinking of the guy from the Village People.
I'm not even going to
for some reason. But Harbaugh being a special teams coach, did that eventually doom him in the end after 18 years on the job?
Honestly, I think it's a reason why he lasted as long as he did. We'll say at least the last 3 to 4 years, something like that. Because as the delegator, as the CEO, there was always a chance to, whether it was him doing it behind the scenes or just the perception of the way people looked at the Ravens, there was a way to deflect that blame to the coordinators. Well, our defense stunk it up this year. Let's get a new DC. Offense, we're okay. You know, we reached MVP heights with Greg Roman, but there's still more. We can still get more. Let's go get Todd Monken. You know, I actually think it worked in his favor. Whereas if he was calling plays or he was more of an offensive defensive mind, he might have been cut or moved on from years ago because when he said, well, you know, you're the guy, you're the supposed guru. And you could say that about special teams where they've kind of wavered in that regard in recent years. But that's never the aspect of the game that everyone's the most angry about. You know, we don't get calls unless it's Tyler Lute missing a kick or insert kicker here. We're not getting calls on Monday mornings about what happened on special teams.
You know, Brian Billick came here, to your point, as an offensive genius, and that never came to fruition during his career here in Baltimore. If anything, he went to the dark side, his words, relying on his running game and his defense. And he had one of the greatest defenses in the history of football, some of the best during his tenure.
Now, you would know more than me, but in hindsight, that almost doesn't make sense because on paper, you could see, all right, Baltimore's got the strong defense. We're building that track record here. Offense, they were a complete mess. So was the rationale that this guy's going to fix the offense? But how can you expect that when you didn't, when your pieces that you gave him were, you know, Trent Dilfer?
Well, kind of inherited the Tony Banks, Trent Dilfer. Well, his big leap was Scott Mitchell. He said, take a leap of faith. Another great quote from Brian Billick, and that didn't last. What, lasted a year maybe. He could never get it right at quarterback. I mean, they won in 2003 when they won the division, lost to Tennessee in the wild card game. Jamal Lewis rushed for over 2,000 yards. Todd Heap was your receiver. Kyle Bowler was a bust. Had to get Steve McNair to come over on the downslope of his career and got you 13-3, but one and done in the playoffs where they didn't even score a touchdown in that game. And the next year, McNair got hurt, Bowler stunk, and he got condiffed.
Things happen fast.
Yes, they do. We have time for another call?
No, we got a break.
No, we got a break.
We'll get it on the other
side. We'll get you on the other side. News from the Nest coming up next. That means if you were on the phones, we're going to talk to you. Then we're going to count some midweek money, hopefully by yourself. Talk about sports subjects of the day. Talk Orioles, Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun. We're 5 weeks away from opening day, and that's all I saw on social media. Spring training's just weeks away. Yeah, that's great. Can't wait to listen to those same people bitch about the Orioles for 8 months.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.